Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our service, and a very happy Christmas to you all. There's only one notice to give out this morning. Jesus is born. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Locking the door so nobody can leave before time. Yeah, there we are. Good morning and welcome to all of you on this Christmas Day service. It always happens, no matter what church you go to in any part of the world, where does the church start filling up from? The back of the church. Everybody that's going to do something today knows about it, so you can come forward. You're not going to be asked to volunteer for absolutely anything. We welcome you all, and bear in mind that this Christmas Day, beautiful as it is here, cold as it is here, the world joins at different times and in different forms, and a small child has something to say to us. And the word, I have spoken to the family, and the word is no. So there was one child who said yes, and there are a few children that say no. But they keep on saying no until they're 30, 40, 50. Don't they, David? God bless you all, those whom we know that can't be with us today, for health reasons or travel reasons. They're on our hearts. We think of them and remember them with love. The psalm says for today, sing to the Lord a new song, for the Lord has done marvelous things. That's Psalm 98. So the reality is that there aren't many new songs we can sing because the Christmas hymns, we all know them. So let us sing, yes, to the Lord. And it's from Rejoice and Sing, which is this hymn book, the smaller hymn book. It's hymn 160, O Come All Ye Faithful. We will omit verse 4.
Thank you.
after singing our first hymn, slightly different from what we do every Sunday, but today is a different day of worship. I nearly said Sunday. We light the Christ candle as a symbol of Christ among us, and we also light the peace candle. And to us, lighting the peace candle is a sign that in this world, no matter what people say, we want to give peace the possibility and the chance of being real. And we know that one candle will not make the world of difference, but one candle will join the multitudes of candles for peace that the world has lit over the last few hours as a sign of what can be and what people of goodwill, and there are millions of them in this world, really want to happen. I invite you to join with me at this time for a word of prayer, and we will end with the words of the Lord's Prayer said all together. And please feel free to say it as your heart has the words. There are different versions, different approaches to it, and there's no trouble with that whatsoever. God knows what we're trying to do. Let us pray. A long time in coming. And it happened, unexpectedly to some, but as a result of lots of wonder, of hope, of need, Jesus was born. And some thought they would find the baby in a palace, never expecting that that would not be the case. In a place that was lent to his family for a short time, surrounded by animals, first visited by shepherds. It was rather different from what people expected. And that still gives us something to think about. We live in a world where power is adored. And Jesus is reminding us that there is an alternative. We give you thanks for all those people who are showing us a different way. A way of understanding, a way of hope, a way of acceptance, of welcoming, of empathy, of love. Christmas, as it is in the world today, comes to people so diverse, so different. Different languages, different customs, different traditions, different way of loving, different way of rejoicing, different food to be eaten. And it also comes to a world that is destroyed. Dear God, help us not to get used to that which is wrong. Help us to work, knowing that we aren't alone, with those that are doing their best to make this a safer world for all people. No matter where they are born, no matter what language they speak, no matter how they are loving and are loved, no matter anything, except the fact of accepting that we are human, vulnerable, human, loving human beings. So forgive us when we ignore these facts. Forgive us when we want to live in a world where everything is clear-cut. That's not possible. It never was, it never will be. Forgive us when we don't take you seriously enough to be able to live lives that make sense. And forgive us if we let that which is not right rule the way we think and do. Transform us. Allow us to be confident in your peace and in your possibilities. That we are your children, your daughters and your sons, here and everywhere, is a fact that you have given us to live with. And as your children, we say together the words that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us sing again. This time it's 146, two verses. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. You've probably heard this one before and sung it before. Candles have been lit, indicating that the four Sundays leading up to Christmas have come and gone. We now light the white candle. Maria, are you coming alone? No. Good. Welcome.
Darkness, a light shines. In waiting, life stares. As we remember that Christ is the life, light bringing life to the world, and feeding darkness with light, with each candle we light, we proclaim that the light of Christ is stronger than the shadows, and the life he brings is everlasting. Today, we light the center candle, the Christ candle. The waiting is over. The light of life has come. Christ, God loves, takes fresh and the world, the word that spoke light into the world. Now, shine within us.
Let us pray. Jesus Christ, light of the world, you are our life and our hope, our peace and our joy, our love made visible. Shine in us through and through us until the world is filled with your light and all creation lives in your life. Amen.
Amen.
having lit the candle, there are no more to light because the light has come to the world. I invite you to join singing Christina Rossetti's hymn, Love Came Down on Christmas, 614 in our hymn book.
No surprise, the reading is from Luke, chapter 2, reading from verses 1 to 20. It's the story of the birth of our Lord Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world shall be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy to all people. To you is born this day, in the city of David, a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those who he favours." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, shepherds said to one another, "Let's now go to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has been made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known that what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. This is not only the word of the Lord, it is our essence. As Christians, we live it out. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you, David. And the invitation that you've just heard in the reading is now one that we will sing in hymn 166. Come and join the celebration. It's a very special day. Come and share our jubilation. There's a new king born today. 166. Christmas Day, that you're invited to share any gift that you have received or know that you will receive but haven't got it yet and want to share the good news of why it makes you happy or why it embarrasses you or why whatever. So does anybody have something to start with? I know some people have a few things. Come on, I'm going to embarrass myself in a few moments, so you can start if you want.
I'll start.
Okay, Jeff, I was counting on you.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, sorry. After all his travels, is that what you do to him?
Call an ambulance, somebody. He's fallen over. I was very upset the other week when we went to the garden centre and my wife bought a present for, it was a great niece, wasn't it? You what?
You dropped his label. Here it is. Here it is.
Oh dear.
Do you see?
Oh, here we are. It says this. This is from, do you know who this is?
Paddington.
Paddington.
Yeah.
Paddington.
He's got a station named after him, just in case you don't know.
I understand that you were very disappointed when my Paddington doll had to go with Josie's little boy. Oh, that's Josie.
Yes.
So I sneaked out of the shop to come and live with you, says Paddington. I hope that's okay. Blame Liz. It was her idea. Lots of love from us both. Happy Christmas. So I got Paddington back.
That makes two Latin Americans in the church today,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes.
No, four!
Yes. And then I got this gift, and I'm not quite sure what it is.
Oh.
Did you see that little chair that you didn't get last year?
Yeah, do you remember last year he didn't get the
the
annual you wanted?
The annual, no. But this is heavy reading, I have to tell you.
Yes.
Not for everyone, because it's...
Oh.
The dandy.
Bino, hey, finally!
This is my reading for the next year. I hope you get some ideas for sermons.
I hope you do. I mean, you know the Bible well enough by now, so other sources are important.
So there you are, the dandy, the Bino, and Paddington. What more could one ask?
A jar of marmalade, perhaps.
Thank you.
Anybody else got something? Come on. Mine, okay. I've got three presents. One of them is, one present is sitting over there. It's you would always ruin it something, wouldn't it? But I'm talking to the few in front of you. Luana, Myra, Bobby. Here to make sure that my last Christmas as a minister, not my last Christmas, full stop, my last Christmas as an acting minister goes as is expected. Yay, there we are. So, knowing that I may not be able to pay for all the heating in the new year and all that because finance will be tough, I got these. And Myra has learned how to do her crochet knitting, and we all got presents of this sort. So these will keep my feet warm. There we are. Look, I like the colors and they fit. So there we are. And then I've got, and this year it is a gift. In the past years it has been a loan that I've had to give back, and I see a loan that I was given 2 or 3 years ago, sitting here in church as well. But here we are. This is mine to keep. This is mine to, come on. After this, you'll be able to show whatever you want. Come on. Doesn't it look good? If you look around the church, there's only one guess where this came from. And I knew that something was coming, but nobody knew what it was. And I asked, okay, do you want it back after the service? He said, no, you can keep it this year. And those of you who follow Facebook no doubt will find this on Facebook, probably after 1 o'clock we did. Yes. And the weekly news over it. So, there we are. Come on, you must have... There. Sorry? Ah, smile for the photograph. Oh, yes. What has Jonah got there? A mammoth. Now, Jonah, and that's Daddy Tom, last year they had a remote control car. And I thought Jonah was really good at it because it kept going up and down the aisle while we were doing this until I discovered it wasn't Jonah. Daddy had confiscated the toy. He didn't want Jonah playing in church. And it was your present. Oh, he confiscated. And this is the mammoth. Look at that. They roam the cold plains of England many, many, many moons ago. He's really good. Is he friendly? Yes, he is friendly. Manny is his name. Look at this. What are they? They're not horns. These are... A tusk. Wow, look at that. David and Jonah... We've read the ancient animals. There we are. And is he nice and warm? Yes, good. Thank you for lending it to me. Anybody else want to share something? Come on. You got something, didn't you? Do you want to tell us what you got? Sorry? Do you want to show us how it works? You don't. What have I got to do to make it work? Bounce it on the floor. Okay, I'll come into the middle. If you want to stand up and see what you... Have you bounced it already? Do you know it works? So if it doesn't work, it's my fault, not your fault. Yes. Okay, fine. There we are. Okay. So one, two, three. Oh! Oh, dear me! It really bounces. It did knock my socks off, but more or less, didn't it? Wow! Oh, she got a fright. Oh, I want one for my birthday. This is really good. Congratulations. Well done. Don't do it near the glasses in our kitchen or anything like that. Yeah, okay. He made it bounce it outside. That was cruel with how cold it was this morning. But congratulations, you've been a good girl by the look of it, because you've got a good... Sorry? Boy. So look at that. Good, well done. Congratulations. What did you get? Sweets. Oh, there we are. Oh, last year, little one was in a carrier, wasn't he? Wasn't she? And now she's learned to say no. And you know, parents, and I speak from experience, always want their children to learn how to walk and learn how to talk. And it's only too late that we discover that that begins. What happens? It never ends, does it? Anybody else got something they want to share? Yes. Okay, I'll come back to you in a moment. Yes. Shower gel.
Yeah.
Have you used it already?
No, not yet.
Well, I hope it's got a lovely perfume and it makes you feel rejuvenated and you can dance around the house with it. Yes? Okay. Let us know if it works.
I will.
Okay, there we are. You got any presents? You haven't got any presents? Ah, tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. Okay, there we are. Yes, tomorrow. Tomorrow's Christmas Day in your family, isn't it, Raymond? Yes. Poor Chet's who's working today, so. Yeah. Oh, yes. Always remember, this is the continuation of the first book, isn't it? The next. Oh, so lots of you must have heard of The Boy, The Mole, The Fox, The Horse, and The Storm. The story is absolutely fantastic, and the drawings are absolutely amazing. And it's so beautiful. This is a lovely present. You'll be reading, not talking to each other and reading, won't you, all year round? There we are. That's a lovely present. Lovely, lovely. Mark, did you get anything?
Not yet.
Not yet. So it's in the balance if you've been a good boy or a bad boy. Okay. You haven't paid that much for it. Anything here? You haven't opened them yet. Have you been a good girl?
Yes.
I told you never say you've been a good girl because nobody would believe you. Haven't I said that to you before? Say more or less and people are good with that. Yes. Would you believe anybody said, I've always been a good boy or a good girl? There we are, yes. Don't try as hard. Keep on smiling. Anybody else got something they want to share? Oh, come on. Ah, Maria. Wow, who gave you that?
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa gave you a skipping rope. So, next Sunday I'm in Highworth, but the first Sunday in the year, I want you skipping down the aisle here if you can come. And last year, Secret Santa in Highworth gave me a t-shirt. And it said on it, God's favorite. This year I got another t-shirt. And I opened it, it had no name on it, but picked up the phone and said, "Thank you." He said, "How many people did you phone before phoning me?" I said, "You're the only one I'm phoning. I know where it comes from. Now, you've got to tell me, after God's favorite, what I'm going to show you now, have I been promoted or demoted?"
"I think it says
my last message.
I think it says my mistake."
"Don't give him ideas."
"But it sincerely says as much.
You need a phone call."
"And it says, I'm telling you, it says, sinner." "So it's just as good, isn't it? You know, I know that the story is that King says sinner, so one and I think that I've included, but I'm not too sure what to do. So I've been it now." "But yes, these are the people of the congregation I serve. One year I'm the God's favorite, the next year I'm the sinner."
"You sure he didn't say singer?"
"So I think that's the next year when I'm wrong."
"Definitely not.
All I know is that next year when I'm not in front of a microphone, I can sing as loud as I want. And who cares what the consequences? Is that good?" So, the idea is that we do every Christmas. We have this moment, every Christmas service, where we can enjoy, have a laugh, make a plot of myself, which I do quite effectively, I've been told. Not by the churches I work for. I have family, and some friends. Happy they're all sitting together today, more or less. We wish you as a church the best possible Christmas for you, for your loved ones, for those that are nearby, those that are far away. It's not always an easy time when families are together, but may it promise new ways forward. And it's not far now to a new year as well, and a new year will bring things and make us better people. Not only us,
you are a sinner because you knocked your microphone.
I've got it here. No, I'm just clumsy. I could be a clumsy saint, couldn't I? Best wishes, really, for a good Christmas. And if you will be opening presents soon, think of this moment. And if you get something that you would have loved to share, let us know what it was, and we will rejoice with you. And if it embarrasses you enough, well done. It means somebody really cares for you and loves you enough to embarrass you. Yes? So we're coming to end of the service, and I feel this is the closest within the Reformed family that I get to be an archbishop, if you understand this. So allow me to keep this on until the end of the service. I've always believed that God has a sense of humour, honestly, and this I'm being dead honest about it. You can't understand many things in life if you don't accept that. So I think things that we do make God laugh, make God cry, but also make God laugh. And when we laugh together, it makes it great. So let us have a word of prayer where we think of the wider world of those that aren't with us now. And then we will sing our last hymn. Let us pray. We're not alone in the world. We live in your world, a world rich, diverse, full of wonderful and beautiful things that you gave to us to work together so that it would benefit everybody. The fact is, that's not happening very much or very well, but it is happening. And for those places in the world where it is happening, we give you thanks. For those that inspire us to care for the environment, for those that inspire us to help others who are in need, for those that will not give up on working for peace, justice, reconciliation and understanding. But we also think of those who are marginalized for so many different reasons, as an exercise of power of a few. They feel that they have a right to say, you yes, you no, I'm right, you're wrong. And the consequences of this. In a world that lifts walls that make access practically impossible. In a world that people live in fear that they can be picked up and cast out. In a world where so many people have little or no access to health, to food, to education. Or where there is, it's so expensive that makes it also impossible. But there are people who say that's wrong. And we want to be part of the people who believe in a better and just world. We pray for our families, particularly those that aren't close to us because of distance. We pray for friends that are also far away. We pray for loved ones, those that are struggling with health issues, those that are having fun with their families elsewhere today. We pray for the church. Let us not get caught up by selfishness and pride, but by humility and love, that we may make a difference in the world. You know, God, and we know that it's not in our power to change everything, but it is in our power through your love to do something, and that we may do that little something that will bring joy to other people. On this Christmas day, approaching the new year, and when there is nothing special going on, may we live as people of hope, remembering Jesus, born as he was, lived as he did, and became the inspiration and the challenge that he still is for so many people in this world. To you be the glory, and to us your peace, now and always. Amen. And our final hymn, it's 151. See him lying on a bed of straw. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord of love again, just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Retiring collection today, well, only, not only. It is the retiring collection as you leave, as you wish, and this Sunday, this Christmas Day collection is in aid of Christian Aid. So thank you for anything you can give, because you probably know that Christian Aid will reach people that need it in so many different parts of the world. Go in peace. The peace that brings joy, the peace that brings you comfort in difficult times, the peace of knowing that you are part of God's family and God's love and project, and that we can make a difference in this world. Enjoy your Christmas day. Have fun. Laugh a lot. Think a lot. And eat within limits. And do the best to shine your light wherever you go. The blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and every day. Here and everywhere. Amen.